I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. It's time for Tennis Down Under. The first Grand Slam event of the year, the Australian Open, is underway in Melbourne. Already, American great Serena Williams is out in the first round, upended by Belinda Bencic, who got some playing advice from Swiss compatriot Roger Federer.
All the week, you know, it was so great learning from him on the court or off the court. And even now, you know, I think it's amazing from him. He's giving me advice or, you know, trying to give me tips and help me and, you know, like looking how I'm doing. So that feels great.
Reigning U.S. Open champion Sloane Stephens didn't spend much time on the court with China's Zhang Shui before she made an early exit.
Nothing's gone wrong. The first two tournaments of the year, and it happened, and I'm sure it's happened to other players as well, so not going to get too down. There's many more tournaments to play, and it's a long season ahead.
Among the men, Rafael Nadal of Spain is happy to start the year ranked number one, although a lower number is on his mind.
Everybody starts from zero. I start from zero again. And start the new season, exciting one. I hope to be healthy and competitive, and most important thing, I hope to enjoy tennis.
Roger Federer is always happy to be at one of his favorite events.
It's just great to be back, and I'm so happy that the Australian Open is this time again. Can't believe it's been a year.
Federer is the defending champion, but even with his amazing comeback season in 2017, he modestly downplays his chances this year.
With age, I feel like I play down my chances just because I don't think a 36-year-old should be a favorite of a tournament. It should not be the case. So that's why I see things more relaxed, you know, at a later stage of my career.
Beginning his comeback from an elbow injury last July is former world number one Novak Djokovic of Serbia.
I've missed it, but at the same time, I had plenty of time to spend with my family and also take a different look on my game and my body and just an overall strategy on how I want to move forward.
English golfer Chris Paisley took top honors at the South Africa Open, and it was a family victory with his wife, Kerry, serving as caddy.
She doesn't know that much about golf, but she knows me, obviously, better than anyone. And, you know, times when, you know, she kind of was getting a little bit uptight or going a little faster or walking faster, she would just calm me down.
While Paisley made all the shots, his wife gets all the prize money.
Caddy normally gets about 10% to win, but I think she gets about 100%, so, but I don't mind.
South African Brandon Grace finished three shots behind, as the margin of difference among the pros is always so slight.
You know, I think one bad swing and one bad putt really cost me the whole day. It wasn't actually a bad swing, you know, the 7-iron on the par 3, the 5th or 6th or whatever it was. You know, sometimes those are the things, if those things happen and go in your favor, that's when you win.
One South African did come away a winner in front of the local fans. Kyle McClatchy was the low amateur.
I was a bit tired walking up the last couple of holes. It's a bit exhausting the whole week. Everything is so new, so I'm really relieved to get it done, and I'll put my hands on that trophy.
Europe successfully defended the Eurasia Cup, winning the team golf event 14-10. England's Tommy Fleetwood was happy to give a point to Europe.
So nice to see blue on the board. It's a nice feeling, and you just want to do your part, really. It's nice to have backup, but it's nice to get your point as well.
Arjun Atwal of India was captain for the Asia team.
Everything was so much fun. You know, my team was great. It was, the whole atmosphere was fantastic. People in, you know, obviously in Malaysia, and they're so warm, and everybody was just great to us.
Poom Sixansen of Thailand enjoyed his one-up finish over English golfer Paul Casey.
I feel very good and nervous because the last putt is very strong one and it just hit the hole.
A paraplegic rock climber in Hong Kong is China's first ever nominee for the world's greatest moment in sports. The wheelchair user hopes to inspire his countrymen and others living with disabilities to overcome the challenges that stand between them and their dreams. Lai Chai Wei is a four-time winner of the Asian Rock Climbing Championships and China's first winner of the X Games. A car accident in 2011 paralyzed him from the hip down, but the 35-year-old just won't quit.
I love to rock climb. Before, there was a lot more freedom. I could go to various indoor climbing spaces, or if I wanted to go rock climbing outdoors, I could do it whenever I wanted to. But now that I'm in a wheelchair, I need to consider a lot of things. Is it appropriate for me to climb? Is it safe? Are people able to help me? Rock climbing in a wheelchair requires a lot of assistance. There are limits, and it requires consideration of the conditions before I can climb. Even though there's a lot more hassle, I can still do it, but it just requires the help of more people.
After his injury, Lei tried his hand at boxing, fencing, and table tennis, but he always came back to rock climbing. Then, on the fifth anniversary of the accident that took the use of his legs, Lei climbed nearly 500 meters to the top of Hong Kong's Lion Rock.
To me, climbing to the top was accomplishing a dream of mine, and it also, by climbing the mountain, meant that I could show to my friends and supporters that I have overcome one of the lowest points in life. Even though I'm in a wheelchair, I can challenge other sports and still be able to do what I love most.
Lei is now a part-time motivational speaker and was recently nominated for the Laureus World Sports Awards Best Sporting Moment for his climb up Lion Rock. By overcoming his own challenges, Lei says he hopes he can inspire others to do the same. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.